At Watsonville High School, Latinos make up most of the student population. It can be hard to relate to U.S. history topics like slavery and the Great Depression. KUSP's Adya White reports teachers found a starting question that seems to draw students into the curriculum, whatever their background.
This entire tree right here, as you can see, filled with all colors, that represents America, giving off like its sign of opportunity, which, and then the monarch, it represents opportunity for all immigrants.
That's Jose Guerrero, showing me his social studies art project. The leaves of the tree are shaped like butterflies because it's a migratory animal.
There's one colorful butterfly, which is the monarch, symbolizes all immigrants, like showing their colors, like saying, like, please, you can come here, like, and if you succeed, then maybe you'll show your own colors.
Teachers assign the art project as part of Watsonville High School's Define American curriculum. The curriculum is centered on the question, what does it mean to be an American?
My name is Chrissy McLean. I am the Social Studies Department Chair here at Watsonville High School.
McLean began talking about her idea after a screening of Jose Antonio Vargas's film, Documented. The documentary accounts Vargas's struggle to be seen as an American despite being undocumented.
I went and saw this documentary and immediately couldn't stop thinking about my U.S. history curriculum for the following year and how my students should see this and how can I incorporate having them think about this theme throughout the whole year, and how could I convince my whole U.S. history department to get along with this?
The curriculum uses students' experiences with immigration to spark excited discussions about standard topics like urbanization, industrialization, and slavery.
The goal for me was, how can I make this relevant to my students' lives?
Many of the students at Watsonville High have friends or family who are undocumented. Others are undocumented themselves.
I go to Watsonville High, and I'm a senior. For me, I'm not from here. I'm illegal, too.
Carla says that the visit from Jose Antonio Vargas and the class discussions following helped her to see her identity in a new light.
No, I don't think I ever actually did see myself as being American, simply because, like, the country itself doesn't see me as American. But after this whole experience, after, like, Jose Antonio Vargas and stuff, I feel like I did learn more what it was to be an American, and I do feel like I am American.
For me, it's not just a topic to talk in class and be like, oh, I'm informed about that, but it's not just that. I'm living with it.
Laura Flores Lopez says that she is a U.S. citizen, but her father is not. He is being held in a detention center in Arizona and is in the process of being deported.
I think Jose Antonio Vargas made me see that it was not just Mexican people or South American people or whatever people, it's for everybody, Filipinos, European, everybody.
Jose Antonio Vargas was impressed enough to visit the school. In Hillary Kluger's class, he participated in a Socratic seminar on immigration reform.
I've never seen the students, and these were sophomores in high school, so deeply engaged in a conversation and referring to texts and asking each other really, really challenging questions on a really challenging issue that faces this country.
Kluger thinks that implementing the curriculum opened a safe space in class for students to talk about these things.
For a lot of our students, they live in fear and they live in silence. And I think this really gave them a voice and made them realize that their opinions on policy matter.
Vargas also developed a curriculum based on the film and is promoting it nationwide. I'm Adia White in Watsonville.
KUSP Solutions and Education Series is supported by Community Foundation Santa Cruz County. Find more at KUSP.org/education.